Opelka. China extending the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it is looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. President Donald Trump says he is postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill as well. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th.
I think they did the right thing. I think it was good for them, but they took them off. Yeah, I think it was a gesture, okay? But it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked. But I deal with them, and I know them, and I like them, and I hope we can do something.
The trade talks set to open next month in Washington are the first between the United States and China since July. Reuters reports U.S. stock index futures rose on Thursday after President Trump said the U.S. would delay scheduled tariff hikes on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods. Bahamian officials say 2,500 people are listed as missing after Hurricane Dorian. The storm ravaged Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands more than a week ago. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis described the devastation in a national address Wednesday night.
Much of Abaco, as we knew it, is decimated and no longer exists. Flood waters in the streets made them appear like the ocean. Concrete structures were turned to dust, as if a massive bomb had exploded with atomic force.
The official death toll from Dorian stands at 50. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote Thursday on a resolution related to an impeachment probe of President Trump, but some opposition Democrats are concerned. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The vote will define procedures for upcoming hearings on President Trump, but it comes at a time when some moderates in the caucus are urging the panel to slow down as it examines whether to recommend articles of impeachment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has urged caution, saying the public doesn't support taking those steps, and some moderate House Democrats are concerned about the attention the impeachment process would bring. The Republican-led Senate is extremely unlikely to convict Trump and remove him from office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Zimbabweans are preparing to gather in Harare to pay their final respects to former President Robert Mugabe. A choir sang and danced as prominent Zimbabweans paid tribute to the leader at his home. Mugabe's body will lie in state in the capital's Rufaro Stadium Thursday. The body arrived from Singapore one day earlier. That's where he died last Friday at the age of 95. Mugabe ruled the Southern African nation for 37 years, following the end of white minority rule in 1980. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hail him as a liberation hero, while others revile him. South Sudan President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar are pledging to resolve all outstanding issues holding up the formation of a unity government in November. Observers say a political deal between the historical rivals is the only way to move forward with the 2018 peace deal. The two men said there would be more meetings soon. Here's President Kiir.
It goes without saying that if, and I said before, when I mentioned the name of Dr. Riek Machar, we should benefit from this experience of today.
Following their meeting at South Sudan's State House in Juba Wednesday, both leaders noted the progress they are making, but no agreements were announced. Leader Machar.
Our discussion here, we have made important progress.
The peace deal mandates that the transitional constitution and laws that govern the national security agencies, the army, and the national police service be amended by parliament ahead of the formation of a unity government. President Trump is set to visit the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland on Thursday. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit, including demonstrations against white supremacy and racism. You can read all about it on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.